We turn back to Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and our selected text for consideration this evening is the words of verse 7. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Now, as believers, we have all had plenty of ups and downs in the Christian life. And as we embark upon a new year, we don't know whether it will be the ups or the downs that predominate or whether it will be both in equal measure. We certainly know in times when the billows of life can threaten to overwhelm us and drag us down, and it's not easy to be a Christian. It's not easy to struggle through this world, and in some sense the thought of another whole year ahead can be daunting of itself. And part of the reason for that, though, is an encouraging reason, and the reason is that we don't belong here. We're not of the world. We are strangers passing through. And the world hated him, and so the world hates us, because we belong to him. And as we go through life, the things that we can see with our eyes and hear with our ears and feel to be real, these things don't relate to or correspond with what we know only by faith to be real and not by sight. So there are things that we know and that we have to lean everything upon faith, because our eyes can't tell us, our ears can't tell us, our physical senses don't have access to things spiritual. And that can make it hard to, as it were, trust God by faith. But there are also other times in the Christian life. Times when it's not as if we're feeling that the spiritual things are fading away or trying desperately to hold on by faith and they're just so faint. There are times in the Christian life when just the opposite thing happens. Times when it feels almost as if everything that is of this life has faded away and it's lost its colour and it's drained. And the things that are obviously real and important are the things of spirit, the things of scripture, the things of Christ. And they just fill our whole horizons. And in these times when everything that was really important, everything of our soul's welfare was so precious, so real, we wanted to stay in that moment forever. We want to savour these moments slowly and sweetly and drink in everything there is, holding it tight so that these precious spiritual memories, treasures, would soak down into our memories and we would be able to access them and relive them again, knowing that it will pass. But we don't want to lose the moment. You see, we know from our Christian experience already, when these times come, that sooner than we want, they will be over. So we don't want to do anything that will make them be over any sooner than they have to be. Wasn't it that old Christian who was asked as he was on his deathbed if he had anything against the Lord? And his response was only this, that he came too seldom and stayed too short. And tonight I want us to try to focus on these happy, blessed, sometimes all too fleeting times in the Christian life. And when I'm going to go on to ask men to speak, I'll be asking you to give us a little glimpse into one or more such precious moments in your pilgrimage. That's the question. And there might be very, very different answers, and that's perfectly good for us all to hear a wide variety of such answers. Something that, if you are able to share it, means the world to you. One, when Jesus was near, it may well be again that you're telling of the time you first got assurance that you were a saved soul. It's hard to beat that in the Christian life. One time, whatever it might have been the circumstance, when you can say, Jesus was near. And I just wanted everyone else just to stand still a minute and keep quiet and do nothing that would disturb him. Because that's the essence, I think, of this text. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till ye please. Don't do anything to disturb my love. And that means that perhaps it's a little bit of a different sort of question meeting tonight, to focus on a very direct question like that. Not perhaps directly looking for marks of grace with which we usually try to encourage one another, but at precious times and experiences of blessing that you can remember and that you can then relate to the rest of us for us to share in. They don't have to be the most blessed times that you've ever had. Sometimes these things are too private to share. Perhaps it's just what comes to mind this evening. And no doubt as soon as we go out the door, we'll all come up with lots of things that we could have thought of and could have said. That maybe we think, oh, that would have been a better thing to say. But that's not the way the Lord has it. And what comes to mind, and the Lord helps us with, well, bring that forward. It doesn't have to be the most intimate, private spiritual blessing that you've ever had. Far from it. There's no need, if you like, to break the confidence you had with the Lord in something very, very precious like that. But if what the Lord has given you, you feel, well, I can think of something, but that was really a very private blessing between myself and the Lord, then feel free to keep it so. Perhaps the sort of thing might be maybe a special communion weekend where just from the very beginning through to the end, there was just a stillness and a harmony and a unity and a nearness. It may be something like that. Maybe it's more direct and just the overwhelming joy of a very distinct prayer that you were burdened with being answered directly. And the amazement that the Lord had listened to the prayers of a poor sinner like me. Maybe it was even the joy of seeing someone you've prayed for converted, a friend or loved one, drawn into the kingdom. Maybe it's a single sermon that met your needs just so exactly that you have no doubt that the Lord gave that to you that day, that time, that Sabbath or that midweek or whatever that communion season that was for me. Or even in a similar manner, a single text in your own private devotions that leapt off the page and spoke to you so clearly. It can even be something more practical, like the help of a Christian friend who was there just exactly when you needed them. In a way, maybe they don't even realize to this day how much help they were. But through the ministry of that friend, you knew and were assured of the heavenly Father's fatherly care for you. Or it may have been none of these things. These are just some examples. But treat then this evening's question meeting, is what I'm trying to say, more like the kind of question we would ask in a house fellowship. We were asking, as we were sitting round having a cup of tea, what experience have you ever had where you knew the truth of this text? I charge you, ye daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till ye please. And this text is repeated two more times in the Song of Solomon. It's a kind of refrain throughout the book. This experience of having such closeness. And it does come up again and again in the Christian life in different ways. Now then, perhaps that's a slightly different sort of opening, but just a word on the text itself. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Well, there is the love, my love. And particularly here in the Song of Solomon is the second person of the Godhead who is in view. May not always be expressed like that in our experience, but that would seem to be the section that is here, and that may predominate if you are asked to speak the question, the experience of the nearness of Christ particularly, but also an acknowledgement of his sovereignty is in the text. It is till he please to move on. Till he please in his own wisdom to withdraw a little for a time. You see, there is another way by which he will withdraw, which is not, you might say, at his pleasure, but rather at his displeasure. And that is by our sins. And we have probably sadly known too much of that as well. Experiences where we had something of the nearness of the Lord with us, and we sinned it away. And we cannot turn round and blame the Lord and say, that was till he pleased. No, that was in his displeasure, not in his pleasure, that he has left us. The image here seems to be, of course, of this adjuring them, this charging the daughters of Jerusalem by the rose and by the hinds of the field. Of course, the beloved is described in the next couple of verses as a roe or a young hart leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. But perhaps here the image is almost of a deer stalker. And you see the young stag, and it is resting there. And the idea is, do nothing that would disturb it. They're such sensitive creatures. A little twig snapping, and they'll be on alert. A loud footfall, and they'll be away. How little a thing can spoil the nearness of the presence of our Lord. And the Christian understands how sensitive the Lord is to our iniquities and sins. And this verse, if you like, is a result of it, this charging. I was also trying to think through this text. And the benefit of being on this side of the lectern is that we don't get asked to speak of the question. But if you were to try to answer it, what sort of experiences would come to mind? Times when I was holding on to a sense of the nearness of God's goodness and love to me. One time, perhaps the earliest thing that came to mind in thinking about it was having a desire to go to a prayer meeting but not having the strength to go until after a few months of this happening. My father asked me if I wanted to go, and I just said yes. It was a simple conversation, not more than that, but I was sure that the Lord had made that way plain for me and allowed me, as it were, put his hand out and help me to attend a prayer meeting that I would never have gone to. I don't even know yet. That was a precious moment. Another one, some of you have heard me give my testimony in different places and times, but having had some strength to go forward and sitting down in the side seats of the front of Kenneth Street Church waiting to go into the session room and the door opening at the other end and someone else coming in, it turned out to be my brother. That was a very sweet time and greatly encouraging of the Lord's mercy to us as a family, certainly. Now things are quite different. that these two things that were very precious to me are precious to me now on the other side, where things are sweet, sweetest of all perhaps, are now seeing someone new coming out to a prayer meeting, or seeing someone new coming to the session. That's a wonderful experience and a tremendous blessing. And the men on the session will support me in that, and we all rejoice to see somebody new and hear of somebody new professing or coming out to a prayer meeting. And there is an immense privilege in the Lord's goodness to us and to me as your minister when that happens. Perhaps a more private thing, if you like, or at least within the confines of our own home, not very often, but once recently at least, at a family worship, after close of the worship, one of those rare times when we didn't have to scarper to the four winds and push on with other stuff, and conversation seemed to flow well in the family, around the family table at worship, and that was a delight to see that happening and how we longed that more of that would happen. And perhaps one of my greatest things I can say that I enjoy of the Lord's helping me and his a sense of his nearness at this point would be in visiting in the homes, and occasionally in a pastoral visit when you probe a little bit, and then there's an opportunity you feel to do some good for a soul and speak plainly and hopefully bring comfort to those who are needing it and guidance to those who are needing it. That sense of being in a measure used of the Lord to help the congregation and the sheep here. That certainly, I would say, is a great joy and comfort to me. And so your experiences will differ greatly, but these were some of the things that I thought of a little as I was going over this. Now, I should say as well that although nobody else was given a heads up, Mr. McLeod was given a little bit of a heads up of the question meeting. I had asked him before we came in this evening to close the question, so he will do so after some of the brethren have been asked to speak. So we'll begin, Mr. Donald Morrison Swainbust. Would you please speak to the question?
I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye that ye stir not up nor await my love till he please. Well, the host was captain. How will my consecutive town? At the snake me as you're working out. So me I am here is found a kinnick in your home and jail. So she heard in the crack in the kiest of an apparition. She could crack the kiest of Akison. So she must have had a meeting in my future with nothing. I did my right to kiest down. I ain't even moved up away. I don't think I'm happy to ask him. That's sure, you knew that. So my father, Akis. Nach in jedem Jahr. Seit jedem Jahr ist es so, dass ich mich auf den Kühlschrank und an die Kühlschrank gehe. In jedem Jahr ist es so, dass ich mich auf den Kühlschrank gehe. Seit jedem Jahr. nach einer Zickschicke in den Eintrag an Jeden. Nach Monat, in einem Jahr, in der Zickschicke hier. Dann müssen die Jeden, die Zickschicke hochspüren dort. Dann müssen die Taschen in Jahren, die ich schon lassen, die Jeden, dann sind die Lager da. Ich bin mir keine noch geworden, ich bin mir dann rein, so von hinten in den Jahren in Hanoi. Dann würde ich da die Jahre in der Geschichte müssen wir sagen. Nur ich die schon gerade an, hey, nur ich die schon lassen, die Jahre in der Schau. Da dachte ich, wenn ich eben ist, dann geht es um ein Krieg. Mit dem Nachkommen nach Ereignis nach Garten, bis der Krieg so rum muss er gerecken werden. Dann haben wir immer gekauft, so wie ich hoffe. Da Jahre in Irland haben wir alle hier schon König, weil König ja ging los, war ein anderes Mann. Der Teil ist Sicht. Das war natürlich, wo ich wie Papier an König. Dann würden wir hin haben, da ich es gerungen, wenn man gemein, könnte ich alle Krüge. Dann verkauft es war da. Warum kann ich die Süße da schon, wie sie ich gejagt? Dann habe ich den Jahren gekommen. Dann mache ich das Karate bis zu ihm, was Kohle der Hero ist. Gar nicht mehr so, denn dann trifft er dann von Jahren immer so. Nach dem ersten Mal geschieht es, dann bin ich zusammen gucke ich mich. So, wenn ich jetzt gehe, weiß ich am Kopf nur über die Dinge. Ich kann dann die Süße da schon, die ist was gerührt. Und wir können die Küche, die ist gerade zurück mit der Bücherikina. Wenn ich nicht das gehe, weiß ich am Kopf nur über die Kohle. Weiß ich am Kopf nur über die Kohle. Sei es am Kopf nur über die Kohle, Allah. Wenn ich schon ein bisschen bin, sind die Jeden, die ich schon gut gelacht habe. Sind die Jeden, die ich schon gut gelacht habe. Sind doch Jahre, die kommen, sind die Jeden. Weil wir mit keinem noch haben. Sind die Jeden, die ich schon gut gelacht habe. Wenn ich schon ein bisschen bin, sind die Jeden, die ich schon gut gelacht habe. Weil wir sind ja hier, die Jeden. Wenn wir schon mal ein Jahr sind, die ich schon gut gelacht habe, das geht doch nicht mehr. Dann schauen wir nicht in Schach. Für ich, dann ist es nicht mehr. Ich bin mir dann schon mal ein Jahr. Sind die Jeden, die ich schon gut. Sie kriegst in jeden, sagen sie kreier auch in jeden. Wenn ich alle lang auf die Schuhe bin, sagen sie doch Jahre in der Lacke. Da hat er auch alles neu, kann ich noch geworden. Die schön, die bin kann ich noch geworden, ich bin dann die Ewe, ich sage es am Kämmer, das ist in jeden. Schalm ist hier in Gion, ich bin mir gehofft, ich sage hier mal an, hier ist die Mojere. Da schön, da können wir nachher noch über Gott riecht. Seit hat schon eine Fehlbohr, wo ich bin kann ich noch über den jeden. Ich bin hier in den Mürzen noch, ich habe meine Zirkel zu dir gewonnen. Da ist eine Fee, wo kurz rüber ein bisschen Kuppel ist, wie ich habe, ich habe mir keine Ahnung, wie ich hier bin. Da ist ein Fach, wo ich keine Ahnung war. Ich habe Jahre in den Mürzen, aber ich habe gesagt, ich komme wieder. Wenn ich hier kost, dann in Jahren. Ich habe nie gekost, die Jahre, dann kost das Fisch. Ach, die ist doch, weg von die Jungen. Ich bin ja in der Smoke, ich habe schon mal eine Zeit. Ich habe schon mal eine Zeit, ich habe schon mal eine Zeit. 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 Ich habe weil ich hatte nicht gehört. Als ich die Gost, als ich doch, sie kostet und alles, aber als ich die erste Pferdel in die Jungen, wenn ich keine Erlangung auf Jörg war. Als ich die Zeit, wenn ich gehört, bin ich gar nicht geworden, das ist nicht ehrlich, dass ich meine Hörer das ist. Da kommt der Eise für die Jungen nicht. Doch wenn ich gehört, ich kann nicht kommen, sie joh, dann kann ich auch spüren, ja. Da ist die Jungen sind drei von ihr. So wo ich heiß. Das sind die Dünnischen von ihr. Ja, du kannst alle Millionen machen mit Joch. Hat sie nicht schon gemütet, wenn du auch schon die Patte hat, dann ist auch noch ein Gräser, damit ich meine Patte. Da kannst alle Millionen was Joch. Ich kann nicht sagen, dass ich in einem Berlin über die Gewalt. Da kann ich mir wahren, da kannst du die Joch nicht mehr die Jöwe. Ich hab die Röhren wie Kuh nicht so viel Joch. Da steht ein Rasch von Joch. So habe ich mit Jan schon, komm ich komme, so bin ich an der Fest. Ich habe noch mit Joch gemacht. Dann ist in der Lasch, so der Herr, der ist in der Einigung. Schütte ich auch Tag, schütte ich in der Hacke. Ich habe gesagt, ich habe mir weh. Ich habe schon nicht schön. Ich habe mich auch geblieben, was in der Einigung drüber hier und kurz gepäht gekommen ist. In der Einigung und kurz gepäht gekommen ist. In der Einigung und kurz gepäht gekommen ist. Und ich habe mich auch noch nicht in der Einigung. Ich habe mich gleich gemacht, ich kann nicht mehr sein. Mas de hoje então agora com o homem. Tá aqui em jogo, com ele perto, com o homem. Se ainda não colocar ele bom. A gente já percebeu, né? Can we tie it for so long, you might have to get out? Can we move it? Throw them all over to your feet or something for my side room. She had a come as to us. She might ask, can you check us if you have a mom? So when your own mom's got to use in the old and over again, so let my yes, my good lady, I wash and make a bra. Some corner can the morning of excusing from the hood, searching the old and hallowed. When you hate them again, she may come out to shave and horny. If the middle of the be, then we can easily get the from the yard. And if you ask about play after, isn't he? I said, well, I can't have a law. So I'm going to try and have some new year. So I'm going to go to the crew up in the land that I'm going to try. I'm going to be on a carrier in the other, my shanty in the other car. So I'm going to play after I'm going to be. Mae wedi sôn i holl sy'n cael sy'n gwneud bwyr. Fa ni'n ar canu sy'n cael yma ar ôl. Fa ni'n sy'n mynd i gyno ar gyfer. So sy'n mynd i gwneud gyda ni'n ar. Yn ar y tan o'n mynd i gael yn awg yn dwi'n 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 gael. Gwm eisiau gwm yn dwi. Ach, ni'n dwi'n 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 So she and I think the trotter. She got it in the whole car, and he went to our little chuckers to be on the way. The honey should have shot and I'm going to crew you, the half of me, saying chuckers to be back in the way. Please, what the machine horn is kind of over the show. The machine crystal of cameras in your dog, they are cassin. That's machine told the guys when they are cassin, if I go, I can hit the lawn. I hope I'm not so good to be. I'm missing to the birds having a door from the new torch when you're nasty. Ik wist hoe dan de uren waren. Die jongens steunen op. Schuil ik aan je oog. Schuil ik heen. Van je oog dat ik niet was zo. Schuil ik aan je lange blonde uur. Als mijn kleider gaan steunen en van mijn kleider mee gaan begorgen, dan wil ik nog op. En ik wil de straat graag kunnen kopen onder. Dan ik het oog een paar redden schaak. Zoals mijn kleider mee is in haar toosje uit de kool. Toosje uit de kiorios. Kleinste wegen was. Zelfs kan ik niet haar of zelfs aan mijn niet leven had. Dan wil ik maar gaan zien. En om in oorzen wat toe is je weetje na, ik wil hem in, in is, en mijn jongen van dat pijntje om het. Zo is ik van de wasoor in jongen in is geweest, gewoon jongen. Zodat ooit ik alle oorten kruis, dus is het hier. En je wist ook, en je hebt hier al een hoop. Schaal is mijn oor, ik kan hebben, ik wil hier. Schaal van dus in de oorzen, zo toen ze hem in, gehaag is het, toen moest het niet tijdelijk. Dat is nog goed, en niet op zijn goal, ze wie. Na schaalt er een gevecht op zijn jenisch nu wie. Gaan we zijn het ook naar haar kassen. Was tachen een hoog kunnen. En ik had hier gezegd in tegen je tussen de oor. Schuifeen ze nu kunnen groeien door woning woning. Ze zijn pas jou nog op elkaar hebben. Als je niet traint door kan groeien, je kunt misschien nog wel nog krijgen. Ze zullen ze van alles in de theorie wie. Kan ze in de theorie even naast ze niet hebben. Ach, kom daar eens voor groeien hoor. Zo we kunnen ja, ze te hoog zijn mogen lossen. Dat is nog een klein iets op zijn woord, wie.
Thank you. So Don Morrison Shadder, would you please speak the question?
I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roads and by the heights of the field, that you stir not depth, but await my love, till you please. I wish Dolly had just carried on then, with life a lot easier and pleasant listening to him. It's Song of Solomon is quite a hard song, chapters to understand. Sometimes you feel that you have a bit of a grasp on them, the different situation, and then it seems to disappear. However, there's part of Psalm 45, I think, the first part of it anyway, my heart inditing is good matter in a song. And in Gaelic, the word inditing is gehte ta mochtie. And similarly, by the accounts of the older generation, this gehte meant it was when you were. If you had a pan on the fire, as you did in the old days, hanging from the hook, with a pan on it, and a lid on it. And as the thing was boiling, it would lift up gently the lid, as if it was going to throw it off, and then it would go back down again. And that would continue. And they used to give that an illustration of a lot of the parts of the love of Christ in the heart, as it is explained in Song of Solomon. And of that, think that you're going to burst. So, where do you start now to go from there? Well, there's so much of the Christian life as well that's very private and very personal to those that are involved in these sort of situations, that some of it I believe and totally, and that you'll have to take them to the grave more than coming out with them. Yeah, but there's ones that are easier to and more relevant to talk about. And I think that there is two things anyway. What we do for God, and what God asks us to do. And I know in my own experience, whatever it's worth, like that if God is wanting me to do, going to do something, He always starts it with a prayer in me, in which I don't know at first what it is that is ahead. It could be getting to know somebody in a deeper measure. It could be getting to know a preacher that is God's preparing for to fit me. Or it's going to be something along these lines, that there is going to be an opening in some way or another, and I have to act more than in faith, more than having to do when I am compelled to do something from the word itself. Faith comes into action, and faith is always in action, but more so then, because it has to develop graces, which God might mean in these particular situation, graces that are dormant. They're there, the desires are there, but grace is much more than desire. Because I was reading recently can't remember what the children of Israel, they desired a better land, a better place, or they would have gone back. But you see, God went further than that. In the same text, He prepared a city for them. You see how shallow they desired, but the grace of God, a city you're going to get. None of this land. And there is times that he has done this and has given great joys. And I think it's worth mentioning. Oh, well, no, I don't. I don't feel free enough to tell some of these. But I think you can, if you exercise like that, you can follow the gist of it, when it gives joys, and we can't get away from the joy. And for example, recently, and we don't need to go back into the distant past there, a few days ago, like that, this person came on my spirit, and I felt very much to pray, so that the door would be open and things taken out of that person's life, and that it would come in, because I knew the person was wanting to come like that. And sure enough, in the afternoon, somebody walked in with a calendar, and even if that person might have been scared of coming in, because maybe that person felt that they hadn't been in for a while, but if it was only for a nanosecond, that that person had stood on the floor with a calendar and with something else, my heart exploded in joy because God made that point of letting me know beforehand. And lots of little, these little things it's not little, it's joy, and you're hoping that you don't do anything wrong to spoil that, because as sometimes just a thought comes in and it's gone. You want them to sleep at that for as long as you can. There is sometimes moments of extreme joy, especially nowadays with the way my wife is, in praying for small things, and things that years and years ago you wouldn't have given them a thought because they weren't so big and so magnificent, but small things and your mercies, and God answers these small mercies, and they're more amazing to me now than the big ones, and there's so much joy within these precious moments. And it's been a lot of that, I think, throughout my life, of various things, various times when there was bonds were coming into my life and which served for purposes, and the joy of these and exercising faith in Christ, for it, pleading with Christ to open this, is this the right way or is this not the wrong way, and your grace is being stretched. And sometimes God would, and other times he didn't. Who knows what these things are for? I remember one particular day, and I won't go any further than that because there's so many coming to my mind now. I was in the car in Stornoway, and I saw this woman across the road. Oh, and my heart went out to her. Oh, man. And I knew her vaguely. And I couldn't get her off my mind, and I'm praying for her like this, praying for her all day and all night and following night. And I hadn't a clue what was wrong with her or whatever. But a week after, her daughter was in a serious car accident. She was only in school there, the daughter, and she was in an awful accident, and they had lost all sort of hope for her, taken away down to Glasgow, and I kept praying, and the prayer wouldn't leave me. But this night, God made me so aware that that girl wasn't going to die, that she was going to be fine, and I think this is the point where we know that God has answered our prayer, because when we come up, before we come off our knees, we are praising his name. You can go down in anguish like that, but when you come off it again and you're praising and praising and loving his name and jumping up and down and praising it, God has heard your prayer. And I was made aware of the time that that child would turn, and I did find out later that that was the time that the doctors, when they were working with her, actually they saw the movement back to life in her again. Mm-hmm. Now, there was various things on different times, and these were times of great joy. But there's joy and sorrow, and you can't split them together. There is joy as well in it, but joy and sorrow go very well together. I think when you do get sometimes these sort of blessings, I think you're going, there's something as well is going to happen in your life that's going to test it. God doesn't give these supports for nothing. It's not for playing with. It's supports for you that will take you through a time of great trials and various things. But within these things, if it has happened prior to that, the joys will be in there. The joy of the Lord. And these are great things. And I remember, and just going back when, like Dolly was talking about when we started off at first, having problems with did I know Christ or not. And I think the old minister the other day on the atonement made it quite clear who the atonement is to first. That is to God. And it cleared a lot of the dross that I was, problem that I had. I don't have it now, but it cleared it in my understanding. And because I could tell when I started at first, like, did I know Christ or did I not? I'm not worried about that now in that sense. But I could understand that, well, what I was feeling, I could make it out with my mind that it was from the Father, by, through Christ, and by the Holy Spirit. I was happy with that, but I needed something different than that. Now this was, so anyway, I was being exercised quite a lot on that. Anyway, I got really ill, and I had to go to bed and really, and I studied yet convictions of sin, and everything was gone and like that. But this night, on a Sunday night, I was talking to God for a long, long time in my sleep. I must have fallen asleep. In the morning, when I woke up, still pretty ill, I started praying. And this voice, maybe the theologians will go up with this, I'm not worried because I still haven't forgotten, but maybe they will. This voice, and I had to look at the pillow, said to me, Shemusha Anokustusa Allah Hadandah. That means it is I that will present you before my Father. Well, I've never heard a voice, I couldn't believe it was at the pillow or wherever it was. Well, joy, I couldn't believe that this sinner, this rotten, wicked dwarf, whatever it was, that Christ would know that it was him who was going to present me before the Father. And I couldn't stay in bed any longer. I had to jump out, I had to dance, I had to go around. I couldn't contain myself. I was more like these black people when they say, going through the actions and the motions, because you can't, once that spirit goes in you, you can't do anything, but you have to express it. But that doesn't mean that you will not be tried for every ounce of faith that you've got, and sometimes you lose that. Sorry for keeping so long.
Thank you. Not at all. Mr. Gally Bateman, would you please speak to the question? And after Mr. Bateman spoke, we'll ask Mr. McLeod to close.
I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roads and by the pines of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. It was a great encouragement to hear the brethren, or one of them at least, to speak. And for me, what comes out and what's also in my mind is how the Lord preserves us and how he keeps us and how we need to be kept day by day. And for me personally, if I look back at my own conversion experience, I see how I was kept even from a very early age. And I experienced a lot of things that I'm ashamed of, but I just knew that by circumstances and by what I know now about his providence and his keeping of us, that he led me to a place where He gave me saving faith to believe, and I knew that I've got the same person, and I knew that his hand was upon my life, and those experiences now are still very fresh, and I can testify that our God is good, and he has his hand upon us in all our trials and tribulations, and we have many of them that have done with us. And for us, on a family note, we have had great joy, and with the experience of, we have 11 grandchildren, and out of the 11, we would never have thought that Leo that would have been saved. For as a lot of you know, that he is wholehearted in everything he puts his hand to, and he was wholeheartedly in the world. And we know that many of his friends are now not alive. And I believe that he wouldn't be here today if the Lord hadn't have plucked him out of the world. And it's a great privilege just to see him as he is now here in our community and part of the congregation. And it's been some of the great highs and the great blessings we have experienced as a family. And also, I have family that are still unconverted. Perhaps I could ask the congregation to pray for my sister and for my father, who's nearly 90. So it'll be a great thing to see them saved. So, I can just say that the Lord is gracious and kind and loving and compassionate to his people.
Thank you. Mr. McLeod.
Excuse me if I don't read the words exactly correctly, but I charge you, O you daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up my beloved until he please. Well, what more can I say? It's been a wonderful night. I feel like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration. Let us burn three tabernacles. I just want to say thank you to all three men who have spoken, to the minister who has led us at the beginning, and it's been very, very helpful. I can just add one experience of my own quite recently. Most of these experiences come to me from my reading. And I was away recently in Skye, and I was in Snice or Mats. And in my bedroom, there's quite a lot of useful reading. And one little booklet was by John Talloch, who used to be the Free Presbyterian minister in Aberdeen, and little chapters. I forget the name of the book, it doesn't matter. But it spoke of a Christian soldier in the trenches, First World War, longing for fellowship, all alone. And in the dark, he heard sort of a mixture between a gurgle and a whine. And he went towards where that sound was. And when he got there, it was a soldier who had been wounded and who was in his dying moments. And he was singing. And the words are in Psalm 143. My hands to thee I stretch, just find the words. Lo, I do stretch my hands comes to thee, my helper, O Lord, for thou well understands all my conflict and woe. My thirsting soul desires and longeth after thee, as thirsty ground desires, requires with vain refresh to be. And he just got to the end of that portion and he passed away. And the soldier who had been longing for fellowship, he had enjoyed that fellowship in that bittersweet moment. And I felt that I joined in with these two men. The one who passed away, the soldier who had to return then to his trenches, and myself reading it, I felt I was a heaven on earth. The Lord is good to us at times, all times indeed, but there are moments when it becomes, we become very much aware of it. Our fellowship is very much a two-way thing. Particularly his love for us. And the more there is a realization of that, the more then we are enabled to love him and to enjoy sweet fellowship with him. I have known that at communion seasons, particularly in portions like the work of Christ on the cross, that it's not just in the efficiency of the letter, but in the spirit of love to the Father who has laid that holy oppression to his charge, and in a spirit of love to his people. I believe individually, because Paul says, he loved me and gave himself for me. That has been precious on such occasions. I want to thank the minister for leading us. I want to read the brethren who have spoken as well.
Thank you indeed, friends. It's good to meet, and a good way indeed to begin a new year. We'll draw our worship to a close, singing to the Lord in Psalm number 63, singing in Gaelic, verses 6 and 7. Psalm 63, verses 6 and 7. When I do thee upon my bed remember with delight, and when on thee I meditate in watches of the night, in shadow of thy wings I'll joy, for thou mine help hast been. Psalm number 63 then, verses 6 and 7, two stanzas.
Yeah.
O Lord, our gracious God, as we call upon Thee at the close of our meeting, how we thank Thee. We thank Thee, O Lord, for the overshadowing of Thy wings. And we bless Thee, Lord, that there are times when we can almost feel the closeness of the heavenly feathers. Times when the nearness and the warmth of our gracious God is made known to us, despite our own insensitivities to Thee. But, O Lord, we thank Thee that whether we sense it or no, yet it is there. In shadow of Thy wings, there is our trust and there is our joy. Be with us, Lord, we pray Thee, at the beginning of our year as a congregation, as individuals. Bless young and old amongst us. Favour us, O God, we pray Thee now. May we be able to, if we are spared, see out this year and be able to testify all the more of those precious times when our love was, as it were, resting in our arms, so near and so real and so true. And all that we might be able to add our amen to Thy truth, to these texts of Thy word, and to what the brethren have spoken to this evening. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost rest on and abide with you all, and all the Israel of God, both now and forever. Amen.